Paragraph Lamed, V'alkein Zocha Yaakov Shegam Hashfochis Nichlalu Bekdusha. And this is why Yaakov Avinu was Zocha, that even the maidservants, Bilha and Zilpa, even they were able to become part of the Kedusha and to contribute Shvotim. Ki Shivcha Begematria Mishnah Im HaKoilalim Kemuva Bekisvi Arizal. The Arizal writes that the word Shivcha is Begematria Mishnah with the Koilel. Ukishain Loimdim Koroi. When a person doesn't learn Torah the right way, dahainu she'ein halimud lishmor velasis hilakayim, the person's main intention in learning is not to fulfill everything he learns and to live by what he learns. That if he learns about eating, then he's going to try to start eating properly, to make a bracha with kavana before and after, and to watch what he eats in terms of kashrus, and to watch how much he eats. And if he learns about tikkun abris, he's going to start working on it. He's going to start correcting, watching his thoughts more carefully, watching what he looks at. All, if a person is not learning that way, rak lehisyaher or lekanter, he's just learning because it's the respectable thing to do. Because if I'm in yeshiva, then I'm not a bum. I'm not a guy in the street. And if I'm a rabbi, I'm even less of a bum. I have a title. And if I'm a Rosh Yeshiva, then I have even a bigger title. And if I'm in university and I have a bigger all of these, if I'm a rabbi doctor, then I have even bigger, then I have double title. If the learning is for kavod and for gaiva, azai nemar, about that kind of learning, the pasuk says, v'shivcho kisirash givirta, that it's the maidservant who's trying to take over her boss. She's trying to take the place to replace her boss. Like Hagar, who when Sarai Menu wasn't able to produce a child, and Hagar did produce a child, and she started feeling like a big shot, like she's the main wife, Chas v'Shalom. Avali de limud shisha sidrei mishnah koroi, whereas if a person learns Torah Shabbal Peh the right way, if a person learns the six sets of mishnayos properly, mevarin hatoiv min hora, that person is able to sort out good from bad, because that's what mishnayos is all about. Kosher posel, tomei toher, osur mutter. Al yidei shemevarim hamutter min osur v'chulu. Vazai b'chinas hashivcho nichleles b'kidusha tachas yad givirta. And then when a person learns Torah the right way for the right reasons, he's learning to become a better person, then the mishnayos, the shivcho, becomes part of the kedusha. It becomes subservient to the givirta, to the master. K'may shehoya b'kriyas yamsuf. As we found, the Torah tells us that when the Jews were at Kriyas Yamsuf, shero aso shivcho al hayam mashalei ro yecheschel ben buzi, that a maidservant at Kriyas Yamsuf reached a higher level of understanding of Torah than even Yecheskel ben Buzi, showing that at Kriyas Yamsuf the shivcho went into the kedusha, was elevated. Ve'ef shelo hayled mina Torah haylod the kedusha kiim kishemachnienes asidrachra ad shenichleles hashivcho b'kedusha. Rav Nozal says, but it's impossible to produce from the Torah, to produce holiness, to generate holiness from the Torah, unless the person is first zeichet to defeat the Sitra Achra, to be able to push down the Sitra Achra, and thereby get the Shivcha to be able to be brought into the Kiddush also. This is the secret behind why Avram Avinu had to marry a Shivcha Hagar. Why Yaakov Avinu had to marry Rochel and Zilpa, who were Shvachis. Aval Avraham, afal pi shehichnia b'china Shivcha b'isha al yidei shemosro lo yisoro Shivchosa. However, in the case of Avram Avinu, even though he succeeded to a degree in subduing the negative, the bad side of the Shivcha, by the fact that Sori Menu gave him Hagar, and eventually afterwards he was zoche to produce Yitzchak from Sori Menu. He did not succeed in turning the bad into good completely. And that's why the child that Avram Avinu produced from Hagar was bad. It was Yishmael. Aval Yaakov Avinu, whereas Yaakov Avinu, al yidei shezocho lishneihem, because he was zocho to both Rachel and Leah, ushneihem nichlalu yachad, and they were both merged into one, Rachel gave Leah what she was supposed to, שזהו בחינה שאויס מהתורה תפילה, היא made from תורה תפילה, שעידי זה עיקר ההכנוע של השיף חבי של הגמרי. When a person does that, that's when they're able to subdue the bad of the שיפחה completely, עד שנסבחה מהירה לטויב גומר, to the point where he's able to turn the שיפחה around completely, to become something really good, כי עיקר ההכנוע הסטרחרה בשלימוס, הוא על ידי תפילה שאויס מתורה. Listen to these words. Rav Nosson is giving this secret of success in Yiddishkeit. Because the Gemara says, if the Yetzirah attacks you, go learn Torah. And there are some people who think that that's it. They don't realize they're taking it out of context. They're only getting half the picture. It's true. The Gemara is not lying. It's true. If you want to defeat your Yetzirah, learn Torah. That's step one. That's 50% or 30%. But the Iker Hachnuas HaSitrachra B'Shlemus, if you want to really succeed in defeating Yetzirah completely, it's by tefillah that's made from Torah. It's by learning Torah and then going another step of making your Torah into tefillah. Shaydei Zeh Zohu Kol HaTzadikim L'Madregosam. That's how all the Tzadikim got to their level. It wasn't just learning. There's no way. It's impossible. Al kein zocho Yaakov liso es hashvochos b'kedusha gemura. And it's for this reason that Yaakov Avinu was zocho to marry these shvochos with complete kedusha, Bila and Zilpa, at shezocho loheled gam mehem hoylodois kedoshois v'noirois shem shifteko, to the point where he was zocho to produce from these shifchos, he was zocho to produce shifteko, tzadikim. Rav Nosson Zal says, ki mi toira b'fnei atzmo, yesh lefomim yeniko lasitrachra. Because from Torah alone, sometimes the sitrachra is able to draw from that, the satan, the Yetzirah. If a person's only learning Torah, and they're not strong in tefillah or other things, then the Yetzirah can draw from that, chas v'shalom. Shehu b'chinas shif chabisha. We used the term yesterday, the evil maidservant, the shif chabisha. Shemachnis bedaitoi lilmoid sheloi lishmo, which is the force that tries to inject into the person's mind bad thoughts, that they should learn Torah for the wrong purposes. For example, lehisyaher, to be arrogant, to gain respect, ulakanter, and sometimes even worse, to try to disprove the Torah or to try to disprove other people, chas v'shalom, other talmidei chachamim, rabbis. Vazai hu bechinas v'shivcho kisirash givirto. And when that happens, then we enter into the situation where the maidservant is trying to take over her boss, like in the case of Hagar and Sarah, chas v'shalom. Shehi bechinas mishnah. We had learned earlier that the givirto was the example of mishnah. Ukimarumas betikunim, and as is hinted to in the Tikkunei Zohar. The Tikkunei Zohar speaks about this situation where this is the conflict that's going on at all times between good and bad, and sometimes the forces of evil are trying to take over the forces of good and to be on top, that they should become in charge. So number one, from Torah alone, it's possible for the Sitrachra to have Yanika. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'chein mi tefila b'fnei atzmo, tuchala sitrachra l'hisaches. And so too, if the person has tefila that's not attached to Torah at all, there also the satan, the Yetzirah, can draw from it. In what way? Shemachnes b'daitoi l'hispale l'tzorach gufay levad, where the Yetzirah injects into the person's mind that he should be davening for pure gashmias, for the sake of gashmias. I want to, Hashem, please give me a beautiful house. Why? Because I want a beautiful house. That's why. No other reason. And we learned earlier that that's tefillah yisroth. That's no good. That's of no interest to Hashem. Because Hashem's interest in our living in this world is to give Him respect. Hashem is the king. Our mission of being alive in this world is lechabed et Hashem, to give kavod to Hashem. And if instead we're going after personal kavod that's not associated with Hashem in any way, then we're contradicting the purpose of creation. We're competing with Hashem. We're taking away from Hashem. We're detracting from Hashem, chas v'shalom. So Rav Nosson Zal says, if a person has tefillah that's not attached to Torah, then the tefillah can go south. The tefillah can enter into pure gashmius, just his own personal needs, and we had learned earlier that that's not a good tefillah, chas v'shalom. Avol, whereas, kishenichlal toiru tefillah yachad, when a person brings together Torah and tefillah, v'chol tefilosoi sheyikayim es ha-Torah, and the whole focus of his tefillah is to be able to fulfill the Torah, v'chol limudei es ha-Torah, kidei sheyeda la'asos tefilos me'ha-Torahs, kidei sheyizkeh lishmor v'la'asos elekayim, and his main intention in learning Torah is that as soon as he can't wait to finish learning this piece so that he can talk to Hashem about fulfilling what he learned, about being zecher to fulfill the Torah. Va'oz nichlal Torah utfilo yachad betachles ha'yichud. That's when you're bringing together Torah and tefillah 100%. Let's review this 1 minute more, because this, Rav Nosson Zal, on these three lines, is giving us a summary of this whole topic of Torah and tefillah. We had learned earlier, that Torah alone is dangerous. Because when the Torah itself says that this is the Torah which v'zoyis ha-Torah asher som Moshe b'nei Yisrael, this is the Torah which Moshe Rabbeinu placed before the Jewish people. And the Gemara says, why does it say that word som, he placed? The Gemara says the word som is similar to sam. Sam in Hebrew could mean one of two things, medicine, an elixir, or a poison, poisonous. The Torah can be a medicine or it can be a poison, depending on how a person learns Torah. Definitely, the Torah can teach a person how to swindle, how to trick people, all kinds of things, chas v'shalom. The Torah can inject arrogance into a person. It's knowledge. Knowledge is everything. Knowledge is, chas v'shalom, arrogance, all kinds of terrible, terrible things. Or the Torah can be a medicine, a positive thing. And Rav Nosson Zal told us, one of the main deciding factors in that is, if a person prays, person davens very hard before they learn and after they learn. Before they learn, they beg Hashem, please help me that my learning should be a proper learning, a healthy learning. I should learn for the right reasons. I shouldn't be learning for personal kavod or things like that. I should be learning only to learn how to serve you, how to please you. That's the tefillah before the Torah. And then after I learned, after I got to all of these laws and mitzvahs and midos and everything that the Torah is teaching me, when I finish learning, then again, I'm going to my tefillah and I'm saying, Hashem, guess what I just learned? I just learned, I knew that I have a father and mother, but I had no idea. I had no idea that they're partners with you, Hashem. And I had no idea that the Torah speaks about respect for them and love for them. Kavod and Yira. And the Shulchan Aruch is a whole description. There's 20 things in the column of Kavod and 20 things in the column of Yira. To bring my father a drink and to have him speak first and all, you know, and things of Yira, not to sit in his chair. There's lists and lists of mitzvahs. And begging Hashem, help me to understand these mitzvahs properly. It should sink into my head. I should interpret it correctly. I should remember it. And most important of all, I should fulfill it. That whatever I learn, I should be zecher to turn it into action. It shouldn't be that I'm learning it and it's nice and it's cute and I can tell it over. But when it comes to doing it, I'm not so good about that. You know, I'm not so good. That's one issue. That's one lane in this discussion. And then comes the other issue, that tefillah. Rav Nosson Zal had told us earlier that in tefillah also, there's a bunch of different types of tefillah. There's bad tefillah, there's okay tefillah, and there's great tefillah. And an example of bad tefillah was when a person's davening purely for personal things, for personal reasons, not including Hashem in it in any serious way. And you know, he's davening to have to be successful, to have money, to have wealth, to have a wife, to have kids, all of these things. For what? What do you mean for what? For me, that's for what? For me, myself, and I. And that's going against the purpose of creation. You are not Hashem didn't create the world for you, period. Hashem created the world for you, the Jewish people, to serve Hashem, to respect Hashem, to crown Hashem, to accept Hashem as king upon ourselves. So that therefore, Rav Nosson Zal tells us, so a tefillah without Torah, the tefillah can be off. It can be off the right track. But rather, if a person is zecher to be learning, And when his tefillah is very strongly connected to his learning. Number one of his main focuses in his tefillah is his learning. He's spending more time davening to Hashem about ruchnius than about gashmius. Not that he doesn't daven for gashmius at all, but and even when he davens for gashmius, Hashem, please give me money for what? So that I can fulfill the Torah, so that I can study the Torah, and so I can fulfill it. Tzitzis cost money. Negavasa cup costs money. I have to pay the water bill. And I have to have a bathroom, and I have to have a house, I have to have a mezuzah, I need a house. And every single part of the Torah requires gashmias. But if the gashmias is attached to the Torah in every single way, then that's a kosher tefillah. That's a kosher tefillah. Then we go to higher levels of tefillah, where a person takes what they learn, they take Torah and make from it tefillah. That's even higher levels of tefillah, where a person's focusing on asking Hashem, show me how to serve you. Show me how to come close to you. Show me how to respect you. So Rav Nosson Zal says that when a person is zoicha to do this, then Torah and Tefillah merge together betachlis hayichud, and they become super one. Va'oz, and when these two are together, watch it. Watch out. Va'oz yisparadu kol poya le'oven. Then all the forces of evil take off. They get lost. Because this great combination, they can stand up against. Ve'ein lahasitrachra shum yanika. And the sitrachra cannot draw energy or strength from this person's tefillah or from this person's Torah. Adarabba, just the opposite. Hora nishapech letoiv. Such a person who's zeichet to blend together Torah and tefillah in this way, that person is able to make bad into good. To take negative things and turn them around, make them into positive things. V'hashfochois nichlolan bigdusha. That person is able to take the maid servants and turn them around, make them holy religious women. As Yaakov Avinu, shezebchinas Yaakov, shaydeis shezocho leleo leRachel. Because Yaakov Avinu was first zoche to Leah and Rachel, which represent tefillah and Torah. Tefillah and Torah Shabbat, Shem Bechinas Torah Tefillah Biachad, Aydeze Zocho Lohoilet Gamme Hashvochois Shifteko. That's what gave him the ability to do what his father and grandfather didn't succeed in. He was Zoche even from the Shvochois, from the maidservants, to bring forth tzaddikim, mamish righteous children, tribes. Ki hakoil nichlal bigdusha. Because a person who's zoche to follow this formula of making Torah into tefillah, by that person, everything gets put into the Kedusha. Everything gets included into Kedusha. Shaydezeh ikra hachuva. And this is the key to tshuva, to doing a real, complete tshuva. Ve'ikar haslicha shel Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur. And this is what leads to the main forgiveness of sins. Of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, She'oz Avoinois Nishapchen Lizchuyas V'kanal, where we're told that it's possible for a Jew to do a level of tshuva where his sins get converted to mitzvahs. That's what Torah and Tefillah can accomplish. This combination, this great combination of uniting Torah and Tefillah, can help a person do such a tshuva that all his debits become credits. Imagine what that means. Imagine what that means. A person had a negative balance of minus 200,000. He owed Hashem 200,000. He had debt. Chayev, 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 chayev. And because he's zeichet to follow this formula, he has a credit now for 200,000. Not he's zero. Not he's at zero. Not it was erased. It was forgotten. Not forgotten. It got turned around completely.